What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Hey everyone, it's Josh Keller of Keller Media. Welcome to the Who's Crushing It segment of the REI Marketing Weekly. I appreciate you subscribing to the newsletter, first of all, and first and foremost. Hopefully you've got a lot of great information up above in the previous segments. But today I've got a friend of mine on the show here, new friend. So I actually just met Paul last week at the Inner Circle Elite Mastermind Group with one of my clients, a friend, Don Costa, and then the rest of his team, Ryan, Mike, and then Melissa did a great job hosting that event. So that's where I actually met Paul. And so he's got a pretty cool platform that I've looked into a couple times, and I've heard of PropStream just about at every single event that I've been to in real estate. So it's getting around, man. It's doing really well, I'm sure. So I'm excited to have my good friend Paul here on the line. And first of all, thank you, Paul, for jumping on. But for the people that don't know who you are and don't know what PropStream actually is, do us a favor. So quickly introduce yourself and then give people the rundown of what PropStream actually is.
Yeah. Hey, well, first off, thanks, Josh. Thanks for having me on. It was great to connect with you at that mastermind. You know, these masterminds out there are really incredible because you get to really connect with individuals out there throughout the country that are doing really amazing things, and you get to collaborate, share ideas, talk, and grow. And that's definitely an amazing experience. And it was really great to connect with you and chat and talk about some things that maybe we can, you know, work on and collaborate on. My name is Paul Del Pozo. I'm based out of Southern California. I do operate a virtual wholesaling business. We operate some markets in Southwest Florida. So I am an active investor, but I'm also involved in a software project called PropStream. And PropStream is a nationwide data platform for finding property through doing specific property research or by creating lists, which is really the bloodline on what we do, right? We're trying to do our due diligence on properties. We're trying to get comps on properties. We're trying to find out information about a property, and we're trying to create lists for our marketing purposes so that we can find these properties. So that's really who I am and what I'm involved with. I spent a lot of time on the software side, and I'm also pretty active and very involved in our wholesaling business. So, you know, I get to see kind of what works in our business. I get a lot of feedback from, you know, folks like, you know, you or others in masterminds that I connect with. You know, what do they need? What are they hoping to use for a tool to help them, you know, move their business further?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, a lot of people, I'm sure they understand that wholesaling as a business itself, whether you're on your own turf or you're doing it virtually, is more of a marketing business than anything, because you're bringing in the leads. It's the acquisitions, the name of the game. So for you, I'm curious. So we'll revisit PropStream and how people can actually use that for their marketing. But I'm curious because I've done virtual wholesaling myself. You guys, many of you guys that are listening know my good friend Gary Harper. And I actually worked with him. We were buying and selling in Michigan virtually. And I think we did just virtually, we did close to 100 deals or something like that. And as long as you got your systems and process set up in place, it can run very smoothly. But obviously, you've got to do the marketing virtually as well, which is the way everything's going nowadays. But I'm curious for you, I mean, across the entire country doing virtual deals, like how are you implementing your marketing strategies? Like, what are you doing marketing wise in order to bring in deals and get a good consistent deal flow from Southern California and doing deals in Southern Florida?
Right. Yeah. It's kind of a stretch, right? 3,000 miles away. Well, we are using, you know, our PropStream data. We're pulling our PropStream data. We're actually using our skip trace feature within that application. I like to practice what I preach, right? So yeah. I use our data, our skip trace. We get these lists. I go pretty broad because I am doing our two major marketing channels right now are cold calling and text messaging. Mm-hmm. So we are going pretty broad with our data set. Not so niche because we're covering a couple counties down there. And you know, we're deploying the list into our dialer, deploying the list into our you know, the software we're using, and you know, just getting those conversations and those text messages going.
So what would you tell somebody that, because we've had a couple of people on that talked about text messaging and how that's working for them. So it seems to be working really well for a lot of people. And we were actually in a room, I think somebody mentioned that texting wasn't working for them at all, but they were in a market that may not even work in.
Right.
But for instance, you know, we've had Joe Dillon on, he talked about, you know, texting and how that's working for him. So for you, when it comes down to the cold calling, the text messaging, the if you do letters and that kind of stuff, the mailings and all that, how can you use data? Because you got a shirt on there. You can't even see the full thing, but it says I heart data, right?
Yep.
So data is really big in marketing. I mean, and a lot of business owners don't understand how vital it is to know your data, run the analysis, and then recalibrate your marketing according to the data that you're getting from what you're currently doing. So maybe talk to us a little bit about how important data is and what people need to do in their marketing to actually utilize the data.
Well, I mean, data is really everything, right? It's really the source of everything in terms of what you're searching for in your marketing. You know, what's the root? You know, like, what is the data? Where is the quality of the data? Where did that originate from? You know, because you could be wasting your time contacting or mailing or calling or texting bad data. So the quality of your data is paramount. Also, when you then move on to maybe skip tracing that data, if that's, you know, the channel that you're going after with calling and text messaging, the quality of that as well. So you have to make sure that not only your data is good, but it's then getting, you know, appended with some additional good data. So that's like another layer of being aware of the quality of your data. And then not only that, but once you deploy your marketing, really keeping track of what's working, you know, how many times, how many passes you've done on a certain amount of lists, you know, how many conversations it took, all those KPIs, you know, all that is vital data to understand the growth, to understand the results from the data that you put into the system, to see how it's working, how it's growing, and what you need to do to adjust and continue to move forward.
Yeah, that's huge. And many of you guys know that I'm really big with content, right? So that's like kind of my thing, is doing content production for real estate investors, the active and the influencers as well. And what I tell people all the time is don't, like, they'll ask, I was on a show yesterday, on a radio show yesterday. And one of the questions that was asked to me was, hey, what platforms do I need to be on? What do I need to distribute to everything? Do I need to go on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube and podcasting and all that stuff? And I said, well, the only way that you're going to know is, first of all, you got to know your audience and be relevant to them. That's the first thing, right? But once you start testing these markets and start testing where you're putting your marketing out there, and specifically content as well, you gotta figure out if you're actually getting results from it. Because if you're not getting results, then shut it down. And I don't know, maybe this is a good question for you too, Paul, is what time period do you think that somebody needs to try a marketing channel out before they say it's done, it doesn't work, it's not doing well? And I know, you know, the answer might not even be straightforward, because I know a lot of times, you know, people are closing deals after 3 years of dealing somebody. So
it's a mix of things, right? It's a mix of like what your systems look like, what your business looks like and what it can handle. You know, your ability to handle and convert those leads is definitely a big factor. Sorry, man, I lost my original train of thought here, where we're going with,
Yeah, just like the timeline. So if somebody's doing marketing and they're not getting results, obviously, you know, the first month, how long do you draw that out to shut it down?
So it also depends on the marketing channel. Some channels, you're getting a lot quicker response. Like for instance, text messaging, you can get a lot of responses in a shorter amount of time, and you can do those follow-ups more rapidly, if you will, than say like direct mail. So it really depends, but you do, for each channel, you have to figure out what that is. You know, maybe text messaging, I always recommend, you know, go in for at least 3 months. I mean, probably every marketing channel, right? At least 3 months. I mean, commit 3 months, 6 months. I mean, it's like anything. You're not really going to get results until you commit a little bit of time to see which way the needle's moving. It might be moving up, might be moving, you know, down, but without that time there, you don't really know. So I would say, man, at least 3 months at minimum, probably for every channel. Some maybe a little bit longer. And I can tell you some channels, like I was saying, with text messages, you can really tell where that's going, right? You can deploy a list of text messaging and see right off the bat that there's crickets, right? There's nothing going on as far as response. Something's up there. Something's wrong with the data. Maybe the data, where you got it from, or how you cleaned it or scrubbed it, or the quality of the skip trace, all those things. But if you're getting immediate results and that's good, then maybe you should, if you don't convert necessarily to deals, run it again, you know, run it again in the next 30 days or maybe 15 days. And that goes for any channel, really, like, you know, a direct mail, you know, you drop mail, you know, maybe another 4 weeks, you drop the next follow-up piece, and see how that responds, and keep track of that as well, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. That 3 month time period is minimum, like for every channel is minimum. And some of them, you know, direct mail might be a lot longer than that too. So I completely agree with that. Yeah, we're running out of time here. I told you that I wasn't going to spend too much time with you. We'll definitely have you back so that we could dive deeper into some stuff. I want to give you the opportunity to talk about kind of how, you know, for 1 or 2 minutes, talk about how PropStream can help people with their marketing specifically. I know you got systems for a bunch of other different departments inside of a real estate investing business, but specifically with marketing, I know you've already talked about data and how you're a practitioner of it and that kind of thing, but give us a little bit of rundown what somebody can expect with that.
Yeah, so with the application and the tool, I mean, you really have the ability to go in there and you know, research your markets, or maybe tap into some other markets that you haven't looked at, do some due diligence, and really just be able to work other markets as far as comping and doing some of the stuff you were kind of limited to, or maybe needed to work with or JV with somebody in another market. Now you have the opportunity to kind of work it together. Our tool really allows you to realize how small the country is. Right now, we have the ability to access everywhere.
Yep, that's awesome, man. That's pretty cool. So, Paul, man, I appreciate you jumping on and sharing everything that you have. Again, I want to make sure to have you back because this was really good information. I'm sure we barely skimmed the surface of anything that we're talking about, but still good information. Yeah, just a little bit. But I want to give you the opportunity. If somebody wanted to learn more about PropStream, I know it's PropStream.com. Guys, I'll make sure that I'll link it in the description below this video so you can check it out. But Paul, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you directly, if you're open to it, what way would they be able to make that happen? Facebook, email, whatever you want to
get? Yeah, all the usual suspects. Search for my name, Paul Del Pozo, or, you know, you can shoot me an email at paul@propstream.com.
Awesome. Man, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing everything. And you guys, make sure that you check out the rest of the content that's in the newsletter and reach out to me if you have any questions. You can just reply to this email or email me, josh@colormedia.com. Check you guys next week. Later.
Thanks, Josh.